All right, I'm not a narcissist, but I know that my loved ones, they smile when they see a photo of me and my beautiful child, whether it's a glimpse of the kids being silly, magical moment from a vacation or a sentimental memory from years past. Skylight Frame brings your favorite memories to life right in your home. So this holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, memories. Whether it's for grandparents who adore seeing the grandkids' latest antics or a friend who loves capturing every moment, the Skylight Frame is the perfect gift to bring joy and connection into any home. It's also really easy to use. You can set it up instantly, share instantly, just a one-minute setup. You don't need an app or a subscription. You get anyone, any age, can set it up. It also has this gift mode, the ultimate surprise. You can preload it with your favorite photos before gifting it. And then when your loved ones plug it in, they see all the special memories right there immediately for them to enjoy. It's better than social media. Skylight Frame is a great private way to share photos without sharing publicly or having to print hard copies. Come on. It also looks beautiful in your home with HD resolution. And for a limited time, you'll get 20% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's right. To get 20% off your Skylight Frame, just go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's ca.skylightframe.com/hockey.
What's up, champs? Welcome to another episode of Short Shifts Fantasy Hockey Podcast, brought to you by Keeping Carlson. I'm Shams, hosting today on your American Thanksgiving. And joining me tonight, my pal and yours, we got Derek back with us for, I believe it's your first episode this season. You were with us for a while last season, but welcome back to the show.
Hey, Shams. Thanks for having me. Happy to give our friend Lewis a Thanksgiving break. I saw he was cooking up some delicious looking food with his family today. So I hope that's all going well and everyone's having a good time over there.
Oh, yes. It's us Canadians here have to give the Americans their vacation. We already had our turkey, so we'll let them have theirs. And with that in mind, let's get into the show and not a real hockey. Well, it's a kind of just a reminder for yourself with getting ready for Black Friday and all the fun tomorrow. Don't forget that we actually got games really early in the day starting tomorrow. It actually starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, before you fall asleep from your turkey coma, make sure to set up your lineups at the very least so you don't get surprised with those lineups and locking in those players early. So with that, let's get into the news. And the first one we got is Buchnevich is injured. We don't have a lot of information, but right now it's more day-to-day from the coach, and we have basically he'll hear more tomorrow, so we'll just have to wait and see. Keep an eye on game day's news for that. And other than really no lines, but the big thing to keep in mind is that Shen took over his spot in power play one. But other than that, we don't know much. Any insight you have on this, Derek?
No, just a little bit frustrating because he was off, obviously very cold like most of St. Louis, but the coaching change and Rob Thomas coming back seemed to spark him a little bit in the last couple games, so hopefully he can be back soon.
And on kind of the same idea is that hopefully this is a short-term injury. We don't really know much, but with hints, sadly, it's always off again, on again. He had a good last season, but he seems to be back with just kind of a random tweet. I believe it was yesterday. It's like, oh yeah, he has a quote unquote tweak and he won't be playing. So right now, that's as far as we know. Last game, he was replaced with Johnston, Wyatt Johnston in the first line, and then as the center and the Dodonov on the right wing. And on top of that, Duchesne took his place on the power play. So right now, this is another one of those wait and see, but maybe in your deep leagues, you take another shot to Dodonov, but you have to be desperate because every time he seems to be there, he seems to do nothing unless you bench him and you'll get the random goal. Do you have any disagreements there, Derek?
Yeah, I think you know, Duchesne taking the power play spot might also be valuable too, especially since he's also got his own, you know, seemingly pretty productive line this year, currently with Marchment and Sagan. Sagan definitely having a renaissance of his own this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And on a injury now, right now we don't have anything official from the team, but beat writer Efron Gaffar has, from my understanding from the Discord community at Keeping Carlson, is a reliable source, and he's came out with the news that Philip Hronek is going to be out a while with an upper body injury, and this is going to be a big hit. Is right now there's not a lot of actionable you can be doing on the player himself. He was kind of a nice stream. I had him in a league where, you know, you get some hits and blocks and maybe a goal from him. But the thing that really concerns me is that the Canucks defense wasn't that great to begin with. And really, they spent a lot of time of having Hronek and Hughes kind of doing that back end and just kind of supporting a lot of minutes. And now without Hronek there, you're going to have a situation where each person is now going to be placed up a defense slot higher. And then now the third pair is going to be seeing worse time. And then you're going to have the second pair that may have been okay being disjointed. So for me, the way I look at this is less heroic and more of just being afraid of just kind of the goalie situation with Olaikkonen, or if Shelovs has to get another start here or there before Demko comes back, that overall it might be a little bit more shaky from that back end.
Yeah, they are playing Buffalo tomorrow, then Detroit after that, and then Minnesota. This is the second half of a long road trip for the Canucks. Not having your 25 plus minute defender, you know, is definitely going to open some vulnerabilities, I think. So I have Lankinen in a couple leagues, and I'll have to be maybe a bit judicious for that Minnesota game. Maybe I might still start him for Buffalo, Detroit. We'll see.
Yeah, depending on your leagues, it's a lot of busy days coming up, so you might have some other options. But it's could be one of those situations where, you know, I usually was just throwing him in any game because he was at least getting a lot of shots, but now those shots might be turning into more goals. So something to keep in mind. Now, going forward, we have an update per se, nothing substantial, is that Kreider is now on the road trip with the Rangers. He's been out with back spasms for the last few games. So just something to keep in mind is that the lines have kind of shuffled a little bit since he was out, but by the sounds of it, it doesn't seem long-term, but just kind of keep an eye out on the news, and he could be back at any time.
He and his line have been so cold lately, and the Rangers in general, aside from Shesterkin, I don't know for sure if it's been bothering him for, you know, going back further than just these last two games, but if it has, then maybe it's a sign that taking some time to let it heal will lead to good things in the long run. I think as a Kreider manager in one league, something that I would optimistically hope for.
Yeah, for sure. I don't remember the full interview. You can look it up, but I believe it might have been something that was kind of one of those nagging injuries that they just decided to kind of give him a break. So I'm not very knowledgeable on the back spasms and whatnot as a whole, but if they're giving him a break, hopefully it can come back and be one of those situations that it's a night and day player, and you know, just kind of have to keep the fingers crossed. Now, talking about moving from hypothetical coming backs to a player that actually came back, we got Tage Thompson back again. He came back the last game. Now, they didn't do much, but Gustafsson was basically on saving everything. It was just a kind of more of a goalie situation, I look at it, than Buffalo not performing. So with that in mind, I would expect these lines to stay intact. It was your usual Paterka, Thompson, and Tuck on line one. And then, sadly, as a person with Tuck in one league, he's back off the top power play for Zucker, Thompson, Cousins, Paterka, and Dattelin. And then Tuck is now back to being the net front present for power play two. Any insight onto this?
Yeah, I think it's really nice to see Tage getting six shots on goal in this first game back. That's the kind of performance that, you know, vaulted him to stardom a couple of years ago, and we want to see more of. It's been a bit frustrating seeing JJ Paterka pointless the last four games, barely any peripherals, but, you know, being with Thompson and Tuck is his ticket, I think, to get back to producing. So In the last game, they did seem to get a lot of chances. They were out chancing, out shot attempting their opposition while Peterka was on the ice. So something to keep in mind, even though it's been cold lately, it might want to still keep him in your active lineup if you can on these next couple of busy nights.
Yeah, it's that situation right now. I'm kind of flipping. He's that last person between do I play him or do I not? But depending on your situation, you might be, if you drafted more defensemen than I have and you have less obvious people to put into your forward, I wouldn't be too afraid to play him. But he's definitely someone that's you might want to wait to see before putting him in. But at the very least, keep him on your roster. Now, not officially coming back, but he's a game time decision. We have Granlund of the Sharks. He's been out for two games, but potentially is coming back tomorrow. Their game starts at 3:30 Eastern, so not the earliest of the games, but early enough that hopefully you don't have to put your whole line decision in mind. Something to keep in mind is that they had a decent amount of maintenance day players, so that we don't have any lines in mind. But with how the Eklund, Celebrity, and Zetterlund line have been clicking, I wouldn't be surprised if they kept them together, and then that would leave Granlund with, say, potentially Toffoli and someone else at the wing. But either way, he's just been on fire. I would just be basically playing him anytime I have a chance until I have any other reason not to. Do you agree?
I think that, you know, I'm mostly focused on Celebrini's performance on the Sharks lately. So, you know, the second line is a little less interesting to me, although I know that, you know, Granlund's been good. Yeah, I admittedly haven't, the Shark I have stocks in is Celebrini, so I haven't been focused on the other lines as much, despite I know it being a, you know, really productive time for Granlund before he got injured. And then I'll just mention as well, you know, I think we're likely going to see Austin Matthews returning in the next couple of games. I think he was a full participant in practice 2 days ago. So probably in for tomorrow, Friday's game. If not, then I would expect Saturday. Matthew Nye is also potentially back soon. He was at practice, but in a non-contact sweater. And then also look out for Patrick Laine returning after his preseason injury has kept him out of the first couple months of the regular season.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see Laine back. He's with them on the trip, but nothing official. And then we'll see how that goes. And with that, we'll head to the break and then come back out with a nice list of hot and cold streaks.
Watching a hockey game at home? Pretty good. Watching a game at a bar? All right. But watching a game live, there's nothing that beats it. And of course, you got to get a ticket if you want to go see the game. And that's where our friends at Game Time come in. Game Time has tickets for all events, concerts, shows, not just sports. And Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm taking a look over in Toronto. We've got the Blackhawks coming over on December 2nd. That's going to be a fun game. Always great to get a chance to see a future superstar in Connor Bedard. I love that you can look at the game. I can say, okay, if I want to really go all out, what's the best deal? What can I get for, like, you know, 100 level? You see the view right on the app. It's amazing. You get that. You can also look at what are the best, like the cheapest tickets, sort by like what's the best deal, like top 5% in value. Like, it's got it all sorted for you so you can get the ticket that matches exactly what you're looking for. And again, like I said, I love being able to see the view of what exactly you're going to see. Game Time Picks shows you only the best values on tickets. They also have last minute deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. They also have exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Like I said, you can get anything over on Game Time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time!
The 2024-25 NHL season still has that new car smell, and the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple, like picking a team to win. You can also pick on a player to score a goal. You can bet on a whole bunch of things. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN, stands for the Hockey Podcast Network, for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back, and right into the hot streaks. We got a defenseman on Columbus. Derek, why don't you give us the lowdown on this player?
He's the very talented, very productive when healthy Zach Werenski. Had his third multi-point game in the last 2 weeks. He's really been on fire recently. Definitely paying off for anyone who drafted him. Probably lower than his per game value because of his rampant injury history, but he's been healthy and productive so far. And, you know, just as I read here, he's the seventh Columbus player and first defenseman to score 12 points in a 6-game span. So just on fire. Not much to do except maybe sell high if you have him while he's healthy.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's one of those situations of how much of an injury risk person you're with. If you want to sell high before potentially he gets hurt, and then that might be something. Or if you're in a person that you think the other person might be wary of, just Columbus as a whole could be a person to target. But I'm with you, is that always been an eye for me, but it's just never been able to fall to me in drafts. Now, to go to the next step, is that a person that I've been a fan of in general, but just on a team that I just been never jiving with this season. We got Sharangovich with the Flames. I'm pretty sure I said you could cut him the last time we talked about him, but he seems to be coming alive. He has a four-game point streak, 3 goals, 2 assists, and on top of that, in 2 of those games, he has 7 shots in each, not just 7 total, 2 games with 7 shots, which is just amazing. Now, the annoying thing for me is that the team kind of got into that spread out offense. They have like 3 or 4 lines, 2 separate power plays, evenly distributed. You know, you might want to call the Uyghur power play the number one, but like they have enough of the forward spread out that I'm not even quick to say that. But this might be one of those situations for me, depending on how deep your league is. If you're in a deep league, you're probably holding on anyone that's doing production, but maybe in a cupful kind of league where it's not, you know, bottom of the barrel player, I'd be willing to ride the streak, but kind of see something to keep in mind. And if it goes cold for 3 or 4 games, it might not come back right away because of the lack of prime deployment. But other than that, it's just nice to see because he has been doing this in the past before. Do you agree with me, Derek? Or
yeah, just a comment on the way Calgary's rolling the offense right now. You know, it seems like the top 3 lines, the top 9, are all kind of getting almost equal ice time. And, you know, that includes for Sharangovich both power play time and shorthanded time as well. So he's really been rocking, you know, some 20-minute nights recently. It's maybe better than, you know, you might first see and think at first glance looking at those, you know, a second line role with some people you're not like necessarily too crazy about. It seems to be working for him at the very least.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the nice thing is that he is with Coronado at even strength. And while he's not a household name, he is an interesting player that could potentially be on the rise. So something to keep in mind, but he is performing well. And talking about players on the rise, we got 2 Sharks. You hinted towards one of them before the ad break. We got Celebrity and Will Smith. Both of them have 4 points over the last 2 games. And a nice little tidbit I noticed about Celebrity's game is that over the whole month, he has shot at least three times other than two games. So basically, he is just shooting the puck on net all the time. And obviously, for me, is that if for some reason, if you're in a shallower league or someone got annoyed with the Sharks in a deeper league, I'd be all over celebrity. And then on top of that, while I bring up Will Smith here, I just more of just to say, put him on your watch list, kind of keep it in your eye. I don't think he's an ad right now, but just kind of don't forget about the Sharks. They seem to be having some offensive output, but right now is that if for some reason Celebrity is available in either like someone has him on the trade block or somehow you're in a shallower league where he's a free agent, those shots are enough to keep me interested, even if the goals don't come every day.
Yeah, Celebrini's on fire. He played 25 and a half minutes last night. He's scoring. He's getting assists, shooting. He's only 54% rostered in Yahoo leagues. So definitely go out and get him if you can. Smith's the complete opposite for me, though. He's missed five games. I think all of those are healthy scratches, easing him into the NHL workload. When he is playing, he's sometimes only playing 12 minutes, 13. He played 11:49 two games ago in a 7-2 win. He got 2 points, but you know that's not a big role. That's not something I would even be having on my watch list at this point. Maybe next season.
Oh, yeah, it might be just my appreciation for the young guy showing a little too much, but thank you for the check on Will, but Will Smith. But either way, now on kind of a different end is that someone I had to talk to Derek before the show about is that we got a player that I honestly did not know was even on the team before this hot streak. We got Adam Gaudette. He has 4 goals over the last 4 games with the Senators. And to top it, on the last game, he is on the top line with Stützle and Brady Tkachuk. And he is on the second power play. So depending on the league type that you're talking about now, if you're in a shower league where you could pick up Celebrity, this is a person maybe you're not jumping for. But if you're in a shower league or spots where, you know, you need to look at streaming options, I think he has a Sunday game, which might be appetizing if you're looking for a, you know, Sunday savior. This is kind of a player I put on the same kind of ideas as Evan Rodriguez, where, you know, he's not the best player himself, but he does the, you know, the dirty stuff of like getting the puck back, doing the physicality, and has some all-star players to play with that he could kind of play with to get some points. Are we on the same page, Derek?
Yeah, I'd say if he is still playing on that top line with Brady Tkachuk and Tim Stützle on Sunday, pick him up to help try and win your matchup. But the problem is right after that Sunday game, he doesn't play again until December 5th, a Thursday. So he's probably not going to stick around. And to be honest, at some point, I think we're probably going to see him sent back down to that, you know, third, fourth line role that he's been in for most of the season so far. But short term, keep an eye.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's with this weird schedule that we have this week, sometimes you're going to have to do some moves that may not be season long that just kind of help you cross the finish line. And then you have to clean house on Monday once you get your boost back. But on a person that may not be sitting around on any waiver wires, well, depending on which league, there might be some annoying people because we got Marchessault on the Predators. He may not be having a lot of the points right now, but Derek, you have some interesting stats that you want to bring up with him that might, you know, make him seem a little bit better than what people might be thinking about.
Yeah, so Marchessault has definitely been trending in the right direction in terms of shot production. The last 4 games have gone 5 shots, 6 shots, 2 shots, 5. It's been a rough start for him in Nashville and Stamkos as well. The points have not been great so far, but if they start picking up in the next game or two, all of a sudden he's going to be impossible to acquire again. So if you're looking for a moment to pick up someone before they pop off, this might be an opportunity for Jonathan Marchessault. Just, you know, follow the trend of those shots and those, you know, expected goals before they become actual goals.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Is that the for me, it's not a tough sell to get me a player that's doing a pile of shots, and that's one thing that Marchessault is doing. The goals might not be there, but when you're having 5-6 shot games, that's definitely enticing and might be able to pry that player from another team or pick him off free agency. Now, depending on your league, is that at the very least, this person started in free agency or maybe someone drafted him and stuffed him in the IR. We got John Gibson, who is kind of disappeared from the start of the season with an appendectomy that kind of came out of nowhere. But since he came back, he has been 4 wins with 1 overtime loss. And on top of that, he has a 938 save percentage or better with 2 950+ save percentage games. It's just kind of going off. And then on the same line is that, interestingly enough, is that while he's not, you know, totally cold, Dostal has been kind of slowing down a little bit in his last few games. So right now, I'm not sure it's going to be a situation where it's just he takes them all, but right now it looks like that Gibson might be taking over at least the 1A role of the net. Do you agree, Derek?
Yeah, I think it's at least a 1A situation. You know, he had a back and forth after he came back from the appendectomy. He won his first game, then it went back to Dostal, then he waited, played another game, won, back to Dostal, and then he got 2 in a row, and that was the first sign where I had a feeling it was going to happen, you know, based on him getting 3 wins, so I grabbed him myself in Kickoffle for this heavy week where you can't really get any skater streamers in, so I was picking up some extra goalies. So yeah, he got the back-to-back, and then another game on the 27th, just yesterday, where he put up an incredible performance. 12.66 Kickoffle points, 42 saves, only 2 goals against. So yeah, I think, you know, especially considering Anaheim's off night schedule, if you're going to be picking up a third goalie, it's pretty valuable to have what could be a workhorse starter as Gibson used to be. You know, Dostal's obviously been great the last year or two, but you know, Gibson was and arguably will, you know, continue to be the number one goalie in Anaheim, I think, as long as he's not injured and not, you know, totally falling apart. This stretch of play in the last 2 weeks feels like some vintage Gibson to me.
I am with you. And even if they're not going to be winning the games, is that that kind of save percentage, depending on your league settings, is going to be good no matter what. And just one last tidbit to throw into there is that they do only play twice next week, one game on a Wednesday against Vegas and then another on Friday against the Wild. So some tough opponents, but they're both on off nights. So depending on your fantasy situation, maybe you might want to be greedy and wait to pick them up, or have that idea that it might only get one game next week. But if he turns into someone that turns into an everyday starter when he plays for you, you might want to just eat a week where he might not be getting all the games. So just something to keep in mind that it's not the hardest volume starting next week. And going forward, I'm talking about goalies that are on 50-50 splits that I don't believe is going to be changing anytime soon is the Sharks. And we have Blackwood as a cold streak. And so kind of one of my darlings is that Elon likes to joke that I like my bad goalies. And one of the things I like about them is that they just take so many shots. And that if they can have some decent games that they can end up, you know, turning well, maybe even without a win. Now, the problem is that Blackwood, in his last 5 starts, have allowed at least 3 goals in every single one of them. And that, coupled with not getting wins, you kind of need one of the either. You need to be, you know, a Georgiev where maybe you let in 4 goals, but you're going to get the win. Or you need to be kind of like a Gibson where you're not letting anything in, but you might not get the win. But you can't be, you know, doing neither. And Blackwood is doing that right now. So right now, even though I may have picked him up, you know, 4 times in like the season of streams, I'm not even looking at him as a streamer at this point. I need to see him kind of come back to force and then have a decent game or two. And at the very least, unless you're in one of those leagues, I know certain fantasy leagues, everyone loves to have, you know, 3 goalies and then they're starting the free agency. Other than those situations, I'm looking to drop him.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a comparison, I think Gibson's a better version of Blackwood at this very moment. Blackwood's got a lot more competition. You know, potentially going to have Askarov coming back up. He was in for a game and could be again. And, you know, I'm not going to say the Ducks are a great team, but as of right now, they seem to be performing a little more cohesively, a little ahead in their rebuild of the Sharks, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I've foolishly been thinking about starting some goalies against the Ducks the last few games, and I've been punished. There may not be world enders, but they're playing a lot better than they have been at the start of the season. And for our last cold streak, we got Trevor Moore of the Kings. We've brought up a lot of Kings on the show in the past, and we've talked about cutting a lot of them, like Laferriere and Byfield, but we kind of let Moore off the hook because he was just day in, day out pointing. Now, the issue is that he is now just kind of on a cold streak. He has 0 points in his last 4 games. And even on top of that, in 2 of those 4 games, he has 0 shots. So with those two mixtures, I'm just afraid he's just one of those players that I can never explain why he does well, because he's never on the top power play. He's not really with, you know, prime deployment. You know, he's kind of been always stapled with Deneau and that kind of line, not recently. But with that, I've always kind of been like, hey, if you're going to give me points, I'm not going to complain. But now with the funky deployment and not giving me points and not even shooting, I would say, especially with the 2 busy days coming up this week and only playing 2 games next week, and I don't believe if, not sure if either of them are light days, I would be fine dropping him now if you need a streamer, or at the very least dropping him next week if you have better options on the wire.
Yeah, you can't be hanging on to someone who's posting multiple cardio sessions in a row, as Moore has done during this 4-game pointless streak. You know, switching from the Deneau Fiala line to the Byfield Janot line hasn't really worked out yet. Maybe he'll come back around, but definitely not someone you need to hang on to at this very moment.
Yeah, for sure. This is different than your Marchessault's. I'm fine letting him have a game or two to produce before I contemplate picking him up. And with that, that's the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoy the show, please consider joining the Keeping Carlson Patreon group at keepingcarlson.com/patron, where super supporters receive ad-free episodes. And make sure that when you join, to come into our Discord group. We've got a group of all the hosts and a lot of interesting patrons that you can discuss about hockey, everything from the AHL to all the prospects. And we even have, I know there's even some PWHL talk. So any hockey, we're there to talk about it. And as I was kind of mentioning before, we got a lot of game time decisions or injury stuff that we don't have the full news on. Well, you can follow up on that news at gamedaytweets.com, where Elon and myself make sure that we scour Twitter so you don't have to go anywhere near it. And we have all the update news from injuries to lines to goalie starts. And on top of that, we review this show using Yahoo, Frozen Tools, Natural Stat Trick. Our outro and intro music is created by Pat Roach. And until next time, play smart and keep your shifts short.